Pupils at school where British flag was pulled down and burned felt colonized. By Jack Montgomery on April 1, 2021. A London school where the British flag was pulled down and burned by pupils who say they felt colonized is giving in after teachers backed protesting youths. Teachers at Pimlico Academy predicted a mass exodus of staff who agreed with rowdy pupils' objections to new headmaster Daniel Smith attempting to raise Britain's Union flag. Or Jack, on a flagpole outside the school, according to the left-wing Guardian. Pupils and staff also objected to policies orienting the history curriculum more towards the country's historic kings and queens, who are white, as well as uniform rules changes saying Islamic hijabs should not be too colorful and hairstyles which block the views of others, such as afros, should not be worn. There have been a lot of changes recently. Previously, Pimlico may not have been the best school, but we were represented and we felt we were heard when we raised issues, but now that's not the case. The flag has become a symbol of us not being listened to. It's strange but feels like we are being colonized, one pupil told The Guardian. They also complained that the school had not thrown itself into identity politics more enthusiastically. In September, many students expected assemblies. In light of the Black Lives Matter movement to show solidarity and support for black students, but were disappointed, they said. September ultimately saw the British flag hauled from its flagpole and burned. And the so-called protests recommended in earnest in recent days. With graffiti slogans such as Ain't No Black in the Union Jack and White Schools for Brown Kids Are You Mad being daubed on school property. Consequently, the headmaster has caved in and agreed the national flag will no longer be flown, pending a review. The right to protest is a civil liberty which, in the United Kingdom, we all enjoy, one that was hard fought for and which not everyone in the world is fortunate to have. Began the headmaster's groveling statement on the controversy, as quoted by LBC. Our students are bright, courageous, intelligent young people. Passionate about the things that matter to them and acutely attuned to injustice. I admire them hugely for this, though I regret that it came to this, he said. The issue of the flying of the Union flag was discussed at length. We acknowledge that this symbol is a powerful one which evokes often intense reactions. We have listened to the concerns of students, parents and the wider community about it. After Easter, we will conduct a review of this and, as part of that, consult with all the Academy's stakeholders to elicit their feedback. In the meantime, and until that review is concluded, the Union flag will not be flown at the Academy. It appears the hijab, hairstyle, and history teaching policies will also be reversed. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.